Good morning. This morning we come not just to the last hours of Ryan Howard's career as a Philly, but we come to the last hours of the Jewish year. This evening, Jews all around the world will celebrate the start of a new year. It's the feast of Rosh Hashanah, and it begins what are the holiest days on the Jewish calendar, a 10-day feast and celebration that leads and culminates with the holy day of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. I have with me here a miniature shofar. Some of you may be familiar with this. I don't think this one works, but the Jews will be, and the synagogues this evening, will be sounding the shofar over and over again in celebration of their new year. I bring this up because we as human beings are a people of feasts and seasons, a people of different times. And as we mark the change of months or seasons and times, as we all do at this time of year, it's a good time and it's important to ask ourselves, what are the markers? What are the measurements? What are the standards by which we mark our time, by which we mark our lives? The Jews certainly have their markers, but what about us? In the gospel today, we're in Luke 17, and Jesus has just proclaimed one of the biggest markers of Christian life: forgiveness. And that's a tough word. That's unique to Christianity. Jews have another thought on forgiveness. But for the Christian, forgiveness is not an option. And Jesus just got done talking about not forgiving, you know, 8 times or 1,000 times, but infinitely. And the apostles' response, we heard, it began the gospel: Lord, increase our faith. Not a bad response, right? Lord, increase our faith. And that beautiful prayer, that simple prayer, is a great reminder of what faith is. That faith is our response to what God has done. It's a response to His word, even if it's challenging. It's a response to His work, which is always beautiful. It is a response to His action that really saves. Lord, increase our faith. Increase our response to You. And so it's important then for us to call to mind and to remember what God has done. To remember that He is the Creator. We're the creature. That He is the Savior, and we are the ones that need that salvation. That He is Lord, and there is no other. So often, and in subtle ways, we become the standard, the measurement, or the marker of our lives. Or other things become those standards. And slowly but surely, other things are served. And those other things always disappoint. They always will crumble. How much disappointment there is in our world today. A world where there are many fallen heroes, where leadership is pretty sad, a mockery, really, of political office, where faith has been shaken in and out of the church, and at times it may seem as though we are without foundation. How important it is to remember the One who is the foundation, and to come to Him with faith that is confident and secure. Yesterday we began October and we celebrated the feast of Thérèse of Lisieux, a young little girl who had experienced all sorts of times in her life. Anxiety attacks, nervous breakdown, tuberculosis, dysfunction in her religious community. And at the end of her life, she didn't come to God with as a little anxious person. But the last words that she spoke, "I come to you, Lord, with confidence and love." I don't know about you, but we could use, I think, I know I could use every day, a little more confidence and security. And today we hear where that comes from. It comes from the Lord. To the extent that it is He we serve, there is no disappointment, but a growing confidence, security, and pride. And in today's world, we could use that. Today, as we celebrate this Sunday, the beginning of this new month of October, let us be proud in the faith that we profess, in the God who is living and secure and who loves as He has always loved. And we are the recipients of that love. Let us come to Him with newfound confidence and love, and to bear witness to that love for a world that's wobbling, for people who are a bit lost, people in this area, people in our own families, people who need to hear the good word. Lord, thank you for being that word, and may that word kindle in us a confidence and a love that will change us and make a difference. My friends, let us be instruments of that faith, Christian faith, this week.